President Bush flew to San Diego today to see the devastation up close. We're joined now by NPR's David Greene. He's with the president in the San Diego area. Hi, David.
Hi, Madeline. Well, the president spent time touring the San Diego area by helicopter. He spent maybe 20, 25 minutes in the air seeing parts of the area that were affected by the large witch fire, as I guess they're calling it out here. And then the president landed in Rancho Bernardo, one of the very hard-hit areas, and he spoke for a few minutes, and he said whatever the state of California needs, the federal government is going to be there. You need more firefighters, they'll have the firefighters. And someone asked him a question about some C-130s, that there have been some complaints from Congressman Duncan Hunter of California and others that they haven't been as readily available to fight the fires as state officials would like. And the president said, well, I'll find out why. And then White House officials really scrambled and said, well, actually, we believe C-130s are in the air. So there's a real effort for the president to show an interest and a sense of reaching out by the federal government. And they're taking very seriously any question about their commitment.
And he has declared it a federal disaster.
He did. And that's one thing the White House has been talking about playing up a lot, that as soon as the request for a federal emergency came in, as soon as the request from the state of California for a federal disaster came in, that the White House acted very quickly, and they're really playing that up. And, you know, they don't like to make comparisons to Hurricane Katrina, but it's pretty obvious that's in response to a lot of the complaints after that massive hurricane of 2005, when there were a lot of criticism about how quickly the White House responded to requests from the state of Louisiana.
And do we know how much money is involved, how much money he's willing to free up for California?
We don't. Money was not something that has come up so far. And I think when that's come up at the White House, they've pushed those questions to later on and said that their focus right now is on the people of California. And that's what the president said, too, when he was asked by a reporter in Rancho Bernardo pretty specifically, how do you think you're behaving in this disaster compared to Hurricane Katrina? And that the president said, well, I'm going to let historians and analysts and Governor Schwarzenegger decide whether or not the federal government's response to these wildfires is perfect. And he said, right now, my heart is with the family that he was standing with. And this family home was totally destroyed, and the president spent some time talking to them, wandering around their yard, stepping on some of the rubble that's left of their home. Their little dog was actually tied to one of the trees that was left standing, and then the little dog was watching a lot of this action. But the president, you know, put his arm around these people and was trying to tell them that the federal government is here for them.
And how close did he get to the fires?
It was hard to say because we in the press corps were flying in a different helicopter. We weren't that close to the fire itself. I think we were a good bit away. We were pretty close to a lot of the neighborhoods that were affected. And as we were flying, sort of twisting in and out of the mountains, you know, you pass neighborhoods that were fully intact, and then you go over one that was totally leveled. So the randomness of the destruction, as I know, you know, we've been hearing about the last few days, is just remarkable. And, you know, one of the firefighters who was traveling along with the presidential entourage was talking about how, you know, one ember or one decision to leave a window open in your house could mean the difference between total destruction or that everything was left just fine.
NPR's White House correspondent David Greene traveling with the president near San Diego. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Madeline.